You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan. And now we'll stay inside of San Quentin, where inmates produce a newspaper, a TV show, and now they are bringing us radio, dispatches from the inside. Today we'll explore Proposition 34. That's the November initiative that would abolish the death penalty and replace it with life without the possibility of parole. Attorney Donald Heller originally wrote the ballot measure that reinstated the death penalty in California in 1978. Now Heller supports Proposition 34, which would repeal the death penalty. From the San Quentin Prison Report, inmate Troy Williams interviewed Heller by phone about his change of heart.
In the process of growing as a human being, I started to watch in Sacramento County the capital punishment and then would read about capital cases around the state, and it was becoming first choice in every first-degree murder case and in every felony murder case to use the death penalty as the ultimate punishment. And there were ineffective counsel cases where the lawyer did an abysmal job of representing someone in the guilt phase. There was a failure to present mitigating evidence on behalf of the defendant to show that he really shouldn't be executed, whether because of background or mental illness, post-traumatic stress disorder, for example, for a Vietnam veteran, a host of things that would make a jury have some empathy for the defendant.
Do you think that even with the sentence of life without the possibility of parole, will that in and of itself remove some of the ineffectives or the potential for ineffective assistance of counsel?
You could never rule that out in a case. I think their institutions are in place now in almost every county where they have someone supervising a panel. The lawyers in murder cases and in death cases are selected because they're more experienced and better lawyers, with a big emphasis on experience. With mitigation not an issue in guilt, then that issue is gone, and it can't be screwed up because it's not presented to the jury. The jury can only decide, is the defendant guilty of first-degree murder, and does one or more of the special circumstances apply? They make those findings, the defendant then will suffer life without parole. Mitigation's not an issue.
I've talked with several people on death row, and this subject came up a while ago. Their concern was that if the death penalty goes away, then so will the advocacy that helps to fight to get them not only just off of death row, but out of prison. Also, because I've read reports where, you know, there is still a belief that some innocent people have been convicted and may sit on death row now.
Let me see if I can answer your several questions. The point raised as to losing appellate representation if death penalty is vacated and the cases on death row are converted to life without parole, I don't think that is going to be true, because as long as have lawyers who practice criminal appellate law, we will have a strong group of appellate advocates that will do the very best thing for their client on appeal. With life without parole, I think what will occur is that there will be as much habeas corpus litigation over issues. And if something occurs while the person's alive, you may be able to overturn that conviction. But certainly, if someone is executed, there's no chance, no possibility of remedying a horrible wrong and an injustice.
The new bill that is proposed for the ballot, the Savings Accountability and Full Enforcement for California Act, mainly focuses on two things that stand out to me, I would say. The fiscal impact to the state and public safety. Maybe could you elaborate on those a little bit?
Public safety, I'll address first. And one of the primary functions of government is public safety, protecting the citizens of a state or the United States from all enemies, whether it's foreign enemies or domestic enemies, which would include people that commit criminal acts. The function of this initiative is to take back and use some of the money now that's expended on capital cases or the investigation of someone has